Welcome to the Third City Podcast. My name is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist. We're currently in the middle of the holiday of Sukkot, the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, or the Feast of the Tabernacles, where we shake fruits and vegetables, we dance around and sing, and it's a requirement to be happy for 8 or 9 days, and we live in small huts outside of our house, assuming it's not freezing cold and raining. And I'm having a lot of fun with that. By the time you hear this, the holiday will be over, and we'll be into the winter season. This week, we're going to try to meld together a bunch of themes and topics connected to Sukkot, connected to the bluish and the greenish, reddish, purplish peoples. We're going to try to solve the mystery of where the chanting chipmunks and ghost eyes disappeared to. So I'll see you on the flip side. Shalom, this is Baruch Meir, Ben Yonah HaLevi, with Hashkacha Pratit, or in English we'll call it synchronicity. This is the section of the podcast where I share synchronous events in my life to help shape and mold my understanding that things happen for a reason, that I'm here with a purpose, and that messages are being sent, that I'm on the right track. There's simanim baderach. There are signs along the road telling me I'm going the right direction. So this week, it was the holiday of Sukkot, the Feast of the Tabernacles, and I was in a sukkah of a friend of mine, and he had taken a song that I had written and put it on a list of songs that we were going to sing together. And this is really inspired by the rabbi of the place where we daven, or we pray. It's spoken about a particular verse in the Bible, or the Torah, which says to the Jewish people, "Bani matem l'Hashem Elokeichem," you are children of God. And I had written a song many years ago with this verse in mind. And then when the rabbi spoke about this past year, I remembered it, and then I found it in my journal, and I recorded it, and I sent it to a friend, and he actually made it sound better, and I sent it to a few friends. And I played it for my students even as an example of collaboration, that I was collaborating with my friends. And just as I was about to leave, my friend said, "Please don't leave yet. I want to play the song." And I realized he was playing the song that I wrote. And then as he was introducing me, he was saying, "The rabbi spoke about this particular verse." And just as he was saying that, the rabbi walked in. So I was about to leave, and the rabbi walked in, and everything was just all synchronous. It was a synchronous event because I was planning on leaving. I didn't know the rabbi was coming. I didn't know he was introducing the song. I didn't know the song which he was introducing, he was going to connect to the rabbi who was just walking in. It was all like a one big swirl and spiral of coincidences all happening at the same time. So that's my synchronicity this week. Hope you can look for those in your own life. Look for your own Megillah. There's a story that each of us is living. One day you're going to see the movie, but it'd be better to know that you're in the movie and see the special parts as they come. Okay, have a blessed week. Good moed. Good weekend. Shalom. This is the Anonymous Hippoponymous for the Banalis Podcast. I'm in for Brandon the Bluesmith this week. I'm not recording from the Banalis ship in the Sister Sea, but I am here on Planet Peace. It is 22.2 on your dial, WEWE Pirate Radio, but I'm at the basement lab at the house of the Anonymous Hippoponymous right outside of Third City. This week, we're going to discuss the prehistory of Third City. Now, since we don't have a lot of information, we do have the cave paintings that were found by the sages of the School of Wishes in the cave, inhabited by ghost eyes. Now, last week we discussed the wheel. This week we'll discuss a very complicated cave painting which has been deciphered by Dr. Free, the lioness, and the various other sages in the School of Wishes. And they have deciphered a pattern, and that pattern is a story. That story is called The Race. And it seems to be about the prehistory of Third City, some kind of ancient creation or history narrative about the different people of the world before the gray field. I'm going to tell you that story now. So imagine a circle where you have two concentric circles where you have a path, and it's set up for a race in a circle, like you'd run like a race in around a regular track. You have black, white, and you have orange. Purple is going to be the referee. Now, purple says at the beginning of the race, on your mark, get set. And just as he says go, amazingly, like before anyone could think, black takes the lead, like a bullet in front of everybody. Now, that's good for black. White and orange are definitely going to be behind. But white is particularly perturbed because white is opposite of black and gets very upset. And this anger fuels energy, which allows white to begin to catch up to black in the race. Now, instead of using that energy positively to win the race and go forward, white, when he reaches black, decides to take his anger out on black and start hurting black until white is beating black. That's not very good, especially because it was supposed to be a race, not a war or a fight. Now, when orange approaches and sees white and black fighting, orange is flustered, almost schizophrenic. Orange was not planning on seeing a fight. And this vision of the violence that he sees just splits him in half, and orange splits into red and yellow. Now, orange is now gone. Yellow is vaulted into first place in the race as he continues around the circle. Red, unfortunately, just as he's born, bumps into black and white, into the middle of the fight, and is beaten also. And before you know it, white is exhausted, black is on the ground, red basically didn't get the chance to start, and is also on the ground, and looks like yellow is going to win the race. However, due to the fact that red was basically born and died from the fight so quickly, the opposite of red is green. And green is propelled almost at the speed of light forward towards yellow, so fast that he captures yellow. And when green captures yellow, they both turn into blue, and blue wins the race. Now, blue, being honest and full of gratitude, recognizes that blue wasn't even in the race at the beginning. So when he takes the podium, he gives thanks to red, because red didn't get to fulfill his potential, but did allow blue to be created and blue to win the race. And when that happens, blue becomes purple, he becomes the referee, and that's the end of the story, known as the race. I want to thank you for listening this week to the history of Third City. There's a lot to think about in that story, and the sages are still trying to decipher what the meaning of the race is. And hopefully, throughout our story, we'll understand more. Have a wonderful week. This is the Infinite Elephant signing out for the Banalis Podcast. I wonder where Ghost Eyes went. It's like she disappeared. Wait, said the Vanilla Gorilla. Look. Charlie Motion walked up to the cave, to the wall. Next to the painting of the wheel, there was another cave painting. It said the race on top. What's this? It's a note. It must be from Ghost Eyes. It says, I went to the Carnival of Peace. The Carnival of Peace? What's that? Just as Charlie Motion asked that question, they could hear from outside the cave someone calling, Hey, everybody, come. I hear music. It was Jimmy Beat outside the cave. Everyone ran outside the cave, and everyone could hear the sound of drums. Look, it's on the other side of the river. So all the kids crossed the suspension bridge carefully. They walk past the now hen. They picked her up on their shoulders, and they started to walk towards the music. And deep into the forest they went, and they could hear the music getting louder and louder as they approached. And from a distance they could see there was fires. Was it a forest fire? No. And as they approached, they got closer, they realized it was a huge camp. There were what looked like makeshift tents and booths. There were fires burning, and there was lots of music. A lot of drums. There were people singing. And there, around the fire, it was the chanting chipmunks and ghost eyes. There they were. And as the kids got closer, they could see there were different flags. There was a blue flag, an orange flag, a red flag, a purple flag. As they scanned the scenery, they could see that each flag was coming up from a place where there was a fire. It looked like they were set up as kitchens. There was a huge tent city. "This must be the Carnival of Peace," said Jimmy B. "I think so. Let's go check it out." As they approached, Jimmy Beat and the kids separated. There was a big crowd, and everyone got kind of lost. But Jimmy Beat wandered around until he came to the flag, to the blue flag. He remembered Dr. Free saying he's one of the bluish people. Maybe this is where he's supposed to go. When he got there, there was a man standing there. He had a big hat on, and next to him there was a woman. Looked like she was wearing a hat. Maybe it was a scarf. Jimmy Beat poked someone on the shoulder. "Who's that?" The person said, "That's Reuben Good and the Ree. They're the head of this section of the Carnival of Peace, or the Bluish Camp. What's your name?" He said, "I'm Jimmy Beat. I'm coming back from the School of Wishes, back to Third City. What's going on here?" "Well, we're having a drum circle, we're playing music, we're connecting. When we're done, Reuben Good's going to tell us about the new venture that Dr. Free has given him in Third City." And just as they finished talking, the drums ended. The man stood up and he said, "Everybody, I've been meeting with Dr. Free and we have a new venture. We're going to take the Carnival of Peace to Third City." "What? We can't take the Carnival of Peace to Third City," the people said. "The spirit spies." Reuben Good said, "No. What we're going to do is we're going to open a daycare center. When all the people go to paradise to bet on casket call, we're going to set up a daycare center and they're going to send their kids to us. We'll take care of them while they're inside of paradise. We can teach them about Dr. Free and the School of Wishes. We'll teach them about the spirit spies, teach them how to vocalize. We'll play fondue." "Wow, it's a great idea," said everybody. Jimmy Beat said, "Think I can do that?" Charlie Motion came up from around the side. "Jimmy Beat, you can go back to Third City, but you're going to have to make your way to the School of Wishes on your own. You don't have your school supplies or your tools yet." Jimmy Beat said, "I don't know, but I'd love to go back to Third City and work for this guy, Reuben Good. I'd love to help kids in Third City." Charlie Motion said, "You can help kids in Third City as much as you want, but unless you have your tools and your school supplies, unless you can make it to the School of Wishes on your own, learn how to vocalize, you're never going to be able to fight the spirit spies. It's dangerous to go back to Third City if you don't have those things. You'll have to go back just for a second to get the things you need and then make the journey to the School of Wishes." "I don't know," said Jimmy Beat. "What do you think?" "That's what I think," said Charlie Motion. As they finished the conversation, everyone dispersed into the different places. Jimmy Beat walked up to Reuben Good and said, "I want to join. I want to be part of this Carnival of Peace." Reuben Good said, "Have you been to the School of Wishes yet?" He said, "Yeah, I've been there. Well, not really. I mean, Dr. Free saved me from Third City, but I never made it to the School of Wishes yet." Reuben Good said, "You're going to have to go to the School of Wishes first. There's no way you're going to be able to fight the spirit spies and be safe inside of Third City to help other people until you could take care of yourself." Jimmy looked upset. He didn't know what to say. Reuben Good gathered all the people around and said, "Look, we have a song we're going to sing. The first thing we're going to do, we teach the kids when we get to the Carnival of Peace, we're going to teach them our song. You guys ready? They all listened. Your homework is going to be to go home and make sure you know the song so we could teach to the kids when we get there. You ready? Everyone record on your music fax. We're a carnival of peace, we're a rowdy bunch, but orderly in the way that we follow the hunch of the group. Intuition, unified recognition, gliding on the wings of the spirit rights tradition. Nonviolent, nonprofit, nonstop, come along, take a ride on the peace. Train of thought, come along, take a ride on the peace. Train of thought, come along, take a ride on the train. Everyone recorded the song onto their music fax and went back to their tents to learn the song. Jimmy Beat gathered up with the rest of the kids to go back to the school bus because they needed to go back home, back to Third City. As Jimmy Beat walked next to Charlie Motion and entered the school bus, he thought to himself, I really want to help Reuben Good in the Carnival of Peace. But I know I need to make it to the School of Wishes. He asked the Nowhen, I think you should let me off here. I want to go back myself. I need to go to the School of Wishes now. But the Nowhen said, just do it. But the kid said, you can't do that. You have to come back to Third City. We'll have to get you prepared for your trip. It's not easy. We've all done it ourselves. There's no bus rides. You got to climb the mountain. You got to find the tools. It's like a scavenger hunt. It's pretty hard. Why don't you come back with us to Third City? You can help a little bit, maybe, with the Carnival of Peace. And then you can make your trip. You're also going to want to say goodbye to your mom for a while, too. And Felix the dog has some stuff from you. You probably want to get it from him from the ice cream truck. So Jimmy Beat agreed. He stepped onto the school bus. And the school bus descended down the mountain. And they could see the edge of the gray field. And as they approached and parked, everyone got out of the bus and looked. They could see the bubble that was Third City. How do we get back in? Said Jimmy Beat. All the kids laughed. You'll see. This is Propaganda Panda, also known as Bipolar Bear. Do you ever feel low energy, out of steam, out of sorts? That's why you need a new product from Dr. Free and Dr. Free merchandise. Made from the ancient sea bass, fish from the sister sea by the kids at the School of Wishes, Rhythm Glue is the bass from the bass, the heartbeat drum that brings you back to the one. The Rhythm Glue will help you get in touch and stick with the macro rhythms of Earth rotation, the moon disappearance and revelation, the yearly revolution. Rhythm Glue is your solution to getting lost in the arrow of time. Use the micro power of rhythm and rhyme to dance in your walk, to flow in your talk. For a free trial, go to drfreemerchandise.com and enter coupon code RHYTHM. That's RHYTHM. This is Propaganda Panda, also known as the Bipolar Bear. Lift off with on brand Dr. Free merchandise. This is Double Helix Felix the Dog with this week's episode of Word Work. We're going to put a twist on Word Work this week and use a word from the ancient language that we speak called Hebrew, and the word of the week is shalom. We don't call this word play, we call this word work, like William Wordsworth. We know that words are worth more than just the different dictionary definitions. Each word is a spell, a magic incantation, and we are the magicians recognizing the relations between their letters and their orders, syllables, abbreviations, upside down, inside out, backwards, forwards, interpretations like the following. Now, the word shalom has different meanings, but one thing we use it for greetings, because shalom means peace, and peace means being together. Now, in English, peace could be like pieces, but the opposite is true. Peace is when we're whole. When you and me and all of us are working all together, that's when we're WE and the worthwhile endeavor. This is Felix the Dog signing out for Word Work. Have a wonderful day. Hey Hey, you've reached the flip side. Thank you for listening to the 12th episode of the Third City Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I always appreciate feedback, subscriptions, information. I want to thank, again, my friend Jeff Surwitz from Lakewood, New Jersey for responding and giving me some feedback and some positive energy. And for Wade, if you're out there, Wade, thank you for listening also. And thank you for sending me the Dr. Free album. And everyone should be blessed to be happy and to be safe and to know that you're special.